Puppet me.
Can't finish a sentence around here.
Oh, whatever.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, I never have that problem.
But the movie.
I don't know,
was...
I never get interrupted at all.
Give me more loving than I've ever had. Make it all better when I'm feeling sad. Tell me that I'm special even when I know I'm not. Make it feel good when I hurt so bad. Barely getting mad, I'm so glad I found you. I love being around you. You make it easy.
You make it easy. It's easy to be around you.
Yes.
That's what I like about you.
I agree. So do you know what this means?
What
these numbers mean on the water bill?
Absolutely.
You don't know what it means. It says reading.
I researched all of
12:45. What does that mean?
That means they came by and read the meter.
At 12:45?
Let me see, Cuzzy.
Mm-hmm.
Where?
You don't know what it means any more than I know what it means.
Yes, I do.
You don't know what it means.
Can I look at it, please?
I don't even know why they put that stuff on there. They put it on there. It doesn't mean anything. They just pick a number because they know we don't know what it means.
That is the person. That is the employee number of the person that read it.
The reader?
Yes.
Okay, so usage, 7,000. 7,000 what?
Units.
Units of what?
Gallons.
Gallons? Is that gallons?
Yes.
Holy cow, Helen takes long showers.
Well, that's not...
That's water.
7,000 gallons?
That's what it says. Usage, 7,000. Water. And then it has sewer. Okay, well, water, $28.55. Meemaw'd have a fit.
We're going to all start taking baths. And what I mean by that, I mean we're all using the same water.
This is hysterical.
We're all taking one bath.
Because our bill, this is water, sewer, and sanitation. Okay, trash. Okay. And it's $64, okay?
Yeah.
For the month of December.
Mm-hmm.
So... Or November, actually, sorry.
What drives me crazy is, though, that it's not any more in the summer when we're watering the yard.
I know. So, but sanitation is $10, which is cheap. I mean, here, I mean, I bet people in California pay a lot more for sanitation than that. Sewer's $21, and our water's $28. Okay, Meemaw's bill, our bill is $464. Her bill is like $24.
Because it doesn't include the water. Because she doesn't use water. She drinks her bath water. I'm just kidding.
No, she puts an inch of water in the bathtub because she doesn't want Helen to drown. And you can't take a shower.
But what I don't get...
She uses too much water.
...is that it's $60 in the summer.
I know. I don't understand that. I'm not watering anything. Have you watered something?
We're filling up swimming pools.
I know.
And we're...
It doesn't change. That's why I said none of this means anything.
Doesn't mean anything.
They put numbers down that means nothing.
They just stick them in there.
So, that's all I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying, too.
Helen's Christmas party was today.
Christmas party.
At school.
Party.
I tell you, the parents undo themselves. I'm amazed.
Well, let's save all that conversation for the next show, the next show we record will be for when we're gone.
Oh.
So, let's do calls on this show.
Oh, we have calls? I thought we caught up.
No, we're not caught up.
Oh.
Okay, again. Just wanted to say, in regards to this whole John Wilkerson, manly man go out in the woods and get the tree thing, I will defend you, Brad, just like Chris Martins. I fully agree with Chris. I would go with you two to the store. I would help buy the tree. I would help put it on your roof, bring it home, and then join you guys watching a football game. That's the way to do it. Never mind this whole wood tree control thing. Anyway, you're a smart man. Bye. Oh, Faith, you're smart, too. Bye.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, and Faith, you're smart too.
Oh, yeah. And by the way.
Oh, and by oh.
Sure.
Oh, Faith. Oh, I forgot. Faith, yes, you're smart too.
You don't have to address me.
Well, I thought you did. I thought that was your rule.
Hey, Brad. Hey, Faith. How's it going? It's Chris. This is actually going to be a first. I don't think I'm calling you guys at all here to complain or even make jokes at Brad's expense. I mean,
what's the point?
Red letter day.
We need to have a celebration.
Because, you know, it's too easy, and I want to move on here.
It's too easy. That was a poke. That was a poke.
Yeah, I think so.
But I finally started listening to the Redshift podcast, and I'm listening to the Great Podcast Four, and this is funny. I mean, they got such a phobic reaction against Max and Swifty. It's hilarious, kind of. So, yeah.
They're kind of reactionary.
They are.
They're young. They can afford to be emotional.
It's okay.
Yeah, you know.
I'm listening to them. This is going to be fun listening to this. I completely disagree with them. And as I say, if I completely agree with the podcast, I find it boring and I don't listen. So their podcast is going to be quite interesting to me. So, but I just want to throw my support behind you on this great podcast for, man. I got your back. Redshift going down. Bye.
Redshift going down.
Hey, Brandon Faith.
What do you sound sad?
This is Jose.
Why are you sad, Jose?
I'm taking your advice, Brad, and I left my fiance.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure you did. Whatever.
Like, I'm going to fall for that one. Check my birth certificate. It does not say yesterday.
No.
Because you told me to.
Yeah.
So,
keep a straight
I'm
face.
I'm miserable now.
Don't crack
don't
up.
Don't laugh.
I don't have a fiance.
Don't do it.
Don't
laugh.
Just
don't
kidding. You think I would leave her? No. Never. Okay, guys. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
But you do need to stand up and be a man. She will love you even more. That doesn't mean me a jerk, by the way.
No. Big difference.
You know, I think that's one of the main tasks of a husband or of a man in his life.
To learn how to
be a man without being a jerk.
Yep.
Because it's a very fine line.
Brad gets it down most of the time. Every once in a while, I'm like, jerk.
Hello, I'm sitting right here.
Yeah, but I tell you that. Jerk.
You've never called me a jerk. You have never called me a jerk.
Have I not? Oh.
And you better not.
Well, then you better be careful.
You tell me when I've gone too far, but you never called me a jerk. That's disrespectful.
Did I say you're acting like a jerk?
No. Hmm. No. Hmm.
I told my dad he was a grumpy old man today. Is that disrespectful?
Probably.
Hey, this is Kitch. Just calling in response to what the Space Turtle said about the mace and the Morningstar and that sort of stuff. As someone who studied medieval weaponry for a couple years, he's pretty much right about the mace being like a club.
Excuse me? What? He studied medieval weaponry?
Yeah, he's got a degree in medieval weaponry.
Oh, my
word.
A bachelor's
degree.
You are more of a geek than I thought.
That has a bachelor's degree in medieval
weaponry.
This is
hopeless.
Sharp pointy bits, edge pointy bits or whatever at the end. The Morningstar is a more sophisticated version of that with like a metal handle and a grip and then the ball at the end and that sort of stuff. And the flail is the one with the handle and the chain and the ball with the edge pointy bits at the end.
Ah.
So, yeah, I'm a
flail, which always scares me because, like, how can you control where that thing's going
to
go?
Why do you feel the need to learn that? Why is that necessary information?
Well, when I was a kid, my mom had a flail hanging on her wall.
Mm-hmm. That was weird. It's just weird.
Yeah.
But she also had a conquistador hanging on the wall.
No, the conquistador was a statue.
Oh.
It was like a 2-foot statue.
Oh, okay.
Hand-painted conquistador.
Why did she have a conquistador?
The whole house was that Spanish style. That 70s Spanish, it's dark. Just, everything was dark wood with black metal. And
it's just weird.
We had one of those an end table that was octagon.
Yeah, we had one of those.
And the door was
like... opened like an accordion kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
I mean, it kind of opened. It was like it had a bend in it, so it opened.
It was my brother's favorite place to hide was in there.
Yeah.
He liked to be in
my
there.
My dad stored all of his extra Gideon Bibles in there.
And on the wall, we had a flail, I guess.
Uh-huh.
With orange. It had orange.
I don't want to know that about your parents.
Felt. It was mounted on orange felt.
I don't want to know what your parents...
And they also
I don't
want to
know
sword.
That. That's just weird.
And, oh, they had this really cool painting of this Spanish ship going through the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And it was dark, and there were lights in the ship. And,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm sorry.
I'm officially late for this meeting. Okay, bye.
You're late because you're sitting around learning about what a flail is.
Hey.
Like, that's necessary information.
I'm going to buy a flail.
Oh, Lord.
Just to hang on my wall. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get a flail. That. I'm going to put it right up there.
You do that.
I am.
That up on the wall.
I am.
It's necessary.
It might be.
Okay.
Hi, Brad and Faith. This is Robert from itsjustuscast.com.
Hey, it's Robert from itsjustuscast.
Hi, Robert.
.com. It's a new podcast that may be coming to My Life Ministry soon. Mm-hmm. We are working out the details as we speak. He hasn't officially signed the contract, and I haven't seen any money, but we're working on it.
Are you a lumberjack? Is that what you're going for? Is that your look?
Hey, I love this shirt. This shirt is warm. I've been warm all day.
Is that your look you're going for?
What is wrong with my shirt? It's a flannel shirt. It's not plaid.
It's not like a regular flannel shirt. It's like a heavy flannel shirt. Like, when are you going to go cut? Warm. You look like you're going to go cut trees down.
Well, I hope that you get used to seeing me in this, because this is what I'm wearing in Wisconsin.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Robert called.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't get over the shirt.
Out here in Henderson, Nevada. And
this is the
they don't need lumberjack shirts in Henderson, Nevada.
It's the sixth time he's called.
Let me check my spreadsheet here.
It's a good. It's oh, a,
he's
it's a
he's
couple,
keeping a spreadsheet.
This is I'm fifth time caller.
Fifth
oh,
time.
Oh, look at there.
So yeah, him and his wife are doing a podcast. It's really good. They've got like 6-7 episodes out now. Good. Doing like 2 a week.
Mm-hmm.
I think, mm-hmm. or maybe more. I don't know, but. Because it hasn't been that long. But anyway, it's good.
Yeah.
They have really good chemistry. Not good. As good as me and you, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. You know what I'm saying?
How you doing?
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
And first of all, I just want to say that I really appreciate having, you know, a fresh episode every single day to listen to.
Well, don't get used to it, buddy, because those days are numbered.
Yeah.
And January 1st comes around, you won't hear from us till February.
And by numbered, we do mean how many?
He's left. I don't know, because we're doing 2 now a day to make up for when we're going to be gone.
I can't even keep track. I don't know how many days are left. I don't even know what day it is.
Appreciate Wilkerson sending in a couple of shows to help us cover. So,
like 12 or something?
What?
We have like 12.
Oh, and Uncle Lewis is sending us a show too. So
oh, good.
That's cool.
Okay, that helps. Thank you.
You're the only podcast, you know, that offers that.
Well, it's that's a limited time offer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I know that you're...
We're going back to 5 a week, maybe.
You know, soon winding...
That includes the Skeeter Bar show for Saturday.
Yeah.
Winding up your 100 days of straight podcasting. And you know, and I know that it's for a great cause. But,
sure.
You know, I don't think you should stop, really. I think you should just go another 365 days.
I don't
straight.
Think he should talk anymore.
Yeah,
I think you're done.
You're done talking.
You're done. Now. That's it.
There's no more talking to you.
You're done.
You need to shut up a little bit now.
Yeah.
It's
enough.
You need to shut up a little bit now. You will be shutting up a little bit. And that's what it is.
You will be shutting up a little bit now.
We'll be glad to if everybody who listens sends us $1 a show.
There you go.
And we'll be glad to continue to do them every day.
Yeah.
Other than that, yon yon.
Great. Although, lately, I'm starting to think that maybe I've just been listening too much because it's starting to affect me.
What do you mean?
Brad's rules are so militant that, well, last night, Brad actually made it into one of my dreams.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
Awkward moment.
Yeah.
Awkward moment. I'm okay. Always, you know, we used to have the naked pastor, the formerly naked pastor. Remember
yeah,
him?
Yeah, yeah.
His name just jumped out of my head. Doggett. Bill. Oh, anyway, he used to listen to us in the shower. He was a pastor, and I said I was very uncomfortable with that. And so we called him the naked pastor. But anyway. I'm very uncomfortable if I'm in your dreams, sir. I don't know.
And I would like to share that dream.
Here we go.
Didn't we say he was done? Mm-hmm. I think we said he was done.
Mm-hmm.
So, like most dreams, the places change frequently and the people change and they aren't really who they look like and everything. But, you know, and I've seen your...
You have some weird dreams.
...picture on the twoblindsquirrels.com. And you look nothing like the guy that was in the dream. I knew that it was you. In my dream, you were short, fat, and bald. And I know that that's not you, but...
I'm very uncomfortable with this entire conversation.
Anyway, so I was at Costco for some reason.
Oh, well, you know.
And I was running into people that I knew.
That's
and the
normal.
Dream was just about whatever it was about. But then suddenly... You know, I thought, I really like a hot dog. So
here we go.
So I went over to the hot dog counter.
And they have good hot dogs at Costco.
And I was
they
waiting
do.
For the girl to give me my hot dog. And I just happened to look over to the condiment area. And there was a guy holding a hot dog. And he was putting mustard on his hot dog there at the big pump.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but I thought to myself, Brad would appreciate that. Mustard on a hot meat. And
it's
then he
true.
Moves the hot dog over to the ketchup pump.
No,
feeling of impending doom.
No!
And
stop
sure enough,
it.
Out of nowhere, you spring forth with a pair of scissors in your hand and you stab the guy right in the neck.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Nothing good.
Nope.
Nothing good can come out of putting ketchup on your hot dog or dreaming about me.
It'll send you into counseling.
You know, I would never stab anyone in the neck for putting ketchup on their hot dog.
Well, that's good to know. You
with
put,
scissors.
You oh. You would use something sharper, would hurt so bad.
Or maybe stab them somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah.
Not in the neck toe. With scissors. That
in
was
their
just...
toe or...
This is what you've done to me, Brad.
I didn't stab you!
So there's like blood gushing out everywhere. He's writhing in pain. And you're just looking down at him as if you were looking at a penny you saw on the floor.
Because that's what I think of you people.
Yeah.
Right at that moment, the lady hands me my hot dog.
And now it's your turn to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And you slowly turn your head to me and you say, it's your move. Now, this completely freaked me out.
Do you feel lucky, punk?
Because normally I actually do put ketchup on my hot dog.
Well, do ya?
But if I put ketchup, I always put dill relish. Not sweet, but dill. It has to be dill. Sweet is disgusting. And so I was really nervous because you were basically calling me out. You know, what are you going to do? And there was no chili around. You know?
What's chili got to do with it?
Well, if you put chili on it, you only put cheese. You don't put ketchup or anything else with chili. Or onions. You can have onions with chili.
You put mustard
like
in chili.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mustard, onions, relish, chili. Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. With cheese on top.
I'm not taking you to Coney Island.
I mean, if you don't have ketchup, then you have to put chili on it.
Those two things have nothing to do with one another.
They do, because that's another
option.
And
then I pretty much woke up after that. So
sweat.
This is what happens when you listen to the Two Blind Squirrels every single day.
Yes, you get bad dreams like that.
Thanks for leaving a comment on my podcast. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
Need to get a call-in number.
We're sorry if
you need a call-in number from K7.net.
He doesn't have a K7.net number.
You need a K7.net number.
And we will sing to you, Merry Christmas Merry Christmas to you.
That's right, we will call you and
Merry
sing to you, caroling.
To you.
We will caroling to you.
Ooh, it's a stinky Adamant. Merry Christmas to you.
We've completely fallen off the log. Our cheese has fallen off the cracker.
Avery eats the cheese out of the cracker.
Oh, Fred, say
and then she saves the cracker for later.
It's Chris Martin.
So sorry, just please make it stop. I'm sorry for every joke I ever made at your expense, dude. I am sorry. Just please make Alvin stop talking.
Hey! I love Alvin.
He's hysterical.
Alvin's my favorite caller.
It's okay, Chris, you're still mine.
It's oh my god.
He is awesome. He can carry three conversations all at the same time.
I know. It takes some skill.
And never finish any of them. He can talk for 15 minutes and not make a point. Nope. And you try that. That's not easy.
It keeps going and going. Either make it stop or else the jokes are going to get much worse. Bye.
Bye.
Ta-da. Yes, I much appreciate Alvin being back in my life. Oh, Helen's going to have to go to a party.
Brad, it's Chris calling in to say I completely support you on your opinion of respecting of false religions. Good statement, dude. Love it. But yes, respect the people.
Not
be
the
good,
belief.
Be nice. Have a good day. No, wait. Hi.
Yeah.
Bye. Oh,
bye. Yeah.
Bye.
Uh-huh. Whatever.
Man, I must be doing something wrong. There's a lot too many people agreeing with me lately.
Yeah. It's Christmas. It's a spirit.
Christmas.
It's Christmas.
I'm supposed to play. I have to play one more call, and then we got to get out of here. But I don't know which one it is. Mm-hmm. Oh man.
What's it for? Who's it from?
It's from Wilkerson.
It's a what for?
Yeah, I'm supposed to play it. But
he's supposed to, because he said, well, every time we play in the call, then he'll call again.
But
we can't play.
No,
it.
But he said I needed to specifically play this one today.
Why?
For some reason. I don't know.
Well, where is it? You know his number. He's called in enough.
I don't know it off the top of my head. Oh. Is it a 605? Is it a 620 number?
I don't know.
Or is it 808?
You don't let me look at the computer. I don't know.
Hey there. Nope. This is Ken from...
That's Ken from Hawaii.
That's Hawaii, not New York.
Can't wait to hear that.
Other side of the...
I do.
Other side. Wrong side.
We don't have time.
We need to go to the Atlantic. Not the Pacific. Atlantic. You're gonna find the Atlantic sometime?
I don't know. I don't know.
Brad, there's a problem.
Nope, that's Uncle
Lewis. That's not him. I got a problem. We got problems. Got problems. I don't know. I'm sorry, John. I'll have to find your number and figure out.
He's not very prepared.
I'm not.
Helen has to go to another party. Second one for the day.
Second party of the day.
She's very popular.
On the first day of Christmas, Brad gave to me a poke in the eye. On the second day of Christmas, Brad gave to me two cardioid mics and a poke in the eye. On the third day of Christmas, Brad gave to me three snake birds, two cardioid mics, and a poke in the eye.
Hey.
On the fourth day of Christmas, Brad gave to me four, I don't know, three snake birds, two cardioid mics, and a poke in the eye.
Hey.
On the fifth day of Christmas, Brad gave to me five shouts at faith, four, I don't know, three snake birds.
Wait, what was five?
Shouts at faith.
Shouts at faith?
Mm-hmm.
This is genius. He like...
He comes up with this off the top of his head.
Two cardioid mics and a poke in the eye.
And he's driving.
On the sixth day of Christmas, Brad gave to me six pod... No, it's got to be seven. Six... I'm making this up as I go.
Oh, he was making that up as he went?
I told you he was.
Oh, my goodness.
Did I just say that?
Oh, no.
Five for God. Four, I don't know. Three snake birds, two cardioid mics, and a poke in the eye.
Hey.
On the seventh day of Christmas, Brad gave to me seven podcasts. So that's for number five, six, I don't know. Five. So five. I don't know. In the poke in the eye.
Hey. This song is completely broken down.
On the 12th day of Christmas,
oh,
my tulip, my bread, my something gate tulip.
Okay, I'm uncomfortable again. That's twice in the same show. My true love, Brad? Is that what he said?
Okay. Brad, okay, you let go.
I'm scared.
This song is over, and a poke, three snake birds, two cardioid mics, and a poke look in the eye.
It stinks. It stinks. Make it stop. Oh, and that's quite enough of that. There's no recovery for the show.
Bios Code News.
That wins for Call of the Year.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.